Sei all'ascolto di Rockville su Controradio FM 93.6 98.9.
Siamo all'ascolto di Rockville, stiamo correndo sul binario rock, dicevo oggi è un binario reso ancora più rock dalla presenza di ospiti assolutamente speciali. Wow, io sono veramente emozionata di presentare Steve Wynn, Chris Kekavas, lo dico bene? Do I say it right now?
That was fine.
Okay. So welcome to everybody. Welcome to Massimiliano La Rocca, which is with us again. Massimiliano, sei di nuovo con noi. Insomma, ti avevamo sentito come cantante, chitarrista. Adesso sei.
Sì, siamo multitasking.
Multitasking. Allora, io spingo il bottone della diretta. I press the button of the Facebook live, so everyone can see you. Ok, in a while, così potete vedere dalla fuori che cosa succede qua dentro. Allora, abbiamo questi due grandi personaggi. We can say that a piece of rock history is sitting in our studio today. We have like the Dream Syndicate and Green or Red, two fundamental members of these fundamental bands. C'è una storica connessione tra Dream Syndicate e Green or Red che si rintraccia in quello che viene chiamato il movimento Paisley Underground, questo movimento americano che esplode all'inizio degli anni 80 in questa ondata pazzesca di psichedelia. Però intanto vorrei iniziare chiedendogli se questa etichetta va bene, se gli va a genio oppure no. There's a long time connection between you, between the two bands that we can retrace back in the so-called Paisley Underground, but I don't know, people call it like that. I don't know if you like this banner, if you like this expression, if you liked it at that time, or if it was more of a critic's tag to you.
Well, I mean, I'm fine with it. In fact, it was a scene we had back then, and I'm so good with it that we have a new record coming out in January of the Paisley Underground, of the bands from that scene, not Green on Red, but on the Bangles, the Dream Syndicate, the Rain Parade, and the 3 o'clock, all doing songs by each of the other bands.
I've seen the project.
Coin 3x4. So Paisley Underground then and still alive. So it's okay.
It's okay. Massimiliano, vuoi aiutarmi te? Così
certo.
Io sto facendo 6 o 7 cose utenti.
Steve ha detto che lui è talmente d'accordo, comunque in pace con questa etichetta Paisley Underground, che tant'è che il prossimo anno ha parlato di questo progetto che lo chiameremo una sorta di split, no? Dove 4 band storiche di questa scena, appunto Dream Syndicate, Rain Parade, Bangles, 3 o'clock, sostanzialmente faranno questa sorta di album collettivo celebrando questa scena, o ogni band suonando
l'uno con l'altro. Sì, esatto. si scambiano i favori. Allora, beh, ora sappiamo che possiamo dire Paisley Underground senza timore di offendere nessuno. Allora, l'occasione, però, volevo ricordarla appunto nuovamente, è che Steve e Chris saranno questa sera live al Circolo Il Progresso. Di nuovo, tu sei un po', hai detto, tu sei come ti sei definito, lo sguattero della shoot, però io ti definirei più un direttore artistico, se mi permetti, Massimiliano,
sì, certo,
posso dirlo?
Facciamo tutto, puliamo, mettiamo le sedie, diamo il cencio in teatro.
Ovviamente.
E poi sì, abbiamo anche il piacere di portare artisti così.
We were saying that you will be playing live now. Steve will be playing something for us, but tonight there will be the real live show at Progresso. You've been there before.
This feels real too.
yes, it is. Definitely. Va detto che appunto il legame di Chris e Steve nasce molto tempo fa, proprio nei primi anni 80. Da dove si origina tutta la storia? Noi vorremmo sapere di più su come sono venuti a contatto e come hanno iniziato a collaborare, anche grazie all'etichetta di Steve Wynn. Your connection goes back to the early 80s. This is when it all started. Steve, you had a label back in the days, Down There Records, and the first Green or Red records came out on your label. So would you like to tell us something about this musical connection between you guys and this long time friendship? When was that you met? When did you end up to work together?
Well, it's early 1982, and we were both bands playing on the Los Angeles scene, but I was already a fan because I had worked a summer job with a record distribution company, working in the warehouse, mailing records. I mean, paying gas money and paying whatever. And one day, Dan Stewart came in to the office with the first Green on Red record, the very first one, and he brought it in and we talked and got along, and I listened to that record and fell in love with the record. So finally, 6 months later, we played a concert together, and I said, oh, that's that band I like. And that began the friendship in Hollywood.
Beh, qui raccontava degli inizi della sua carriera e della sua etichetta, come dicevi tu. Lui addirittura diceva che lavorava in questo grande magazzino che probabilmente è simile a quello in cui siamo stati oggi da Audioglobe, e lui spediva dischi in tutto il mondo.
Certo.
E un giorno in questo magazzino arriva Dan Stewart, che è un altro personaggio che è venuto a trovarci, no? E, portando il primo disco dei Green on Red, lui se ne innamorò e di fatto la loro amicizia e anche la loro collaborazione è iniziata lì, insomma, in questo magazzino polveroso, immagino.
Funny story, people yeah. meet in funny ways. Yeah.
Certo.
Everything and all of this in Hollywood, where dreams are made.
Sì, a Hollywood addirittura, sì. Beh, everyone built their own dream.
Yeah, that's right.
Ognuno costruisce il proprio sogno, lui costruiva il proprio sogno spedendo dischi e lavorando nel mondo discografico, diciamo, questa piccola etichetta.
Beh, un sogno che si è realizzato poi, insomma.
Yeah, dream come true.
Dream come true.
Dream come true. Back in these days, when you formed Dream Syndicate and Green or Red, it was a period when bands and people were more used to listen, were more into synthesizers and electronic music
than
into psychedelic guitar-driven stuff. So how was that you developed this all together, all these bands, this idea? How did it come up?
Well, you're right. Back in 19, when we started playing this, our music, the music not only on the radio but even considered hip and cool was synthesizer music, and everyone said the guitar is dead, like they say now, and they people were saying that. So I think the bands who still liked this kind of music, garage, psychedelic, 60s guitar, whatever we call it, we all found each other. Because we were the outsiders. And so if most people were playing little synthesizers, we were still rocking out. And that's why these movements started. You had to look hard to find your brothers in music. And we did. And it wasn't so easy then, because, of course, pre-internet and things like that. So even harder. You'd hear people talk about something, or go to the record store and see a single by some band, or read in a magazine. And you found the other ones around the country who were doing that. So we knew, you know, in Los Angeles about the Paisley Underground bands, like we mentioned. We knew in Athens some band called R.E.M. We knew in New York some band called the Feelies. We knew
Replacements, or
the Minneapolis
Pixies.
Later on, much later.
Yeah.
But at the time, we knew about, you know, you'd hear somewhere else, like almost like in biblical times, like, you know, like, oh, the tribes somewhere else are doing this. It was exciting.
Beh, sostanzialmente, no, i sintetizzatori erano così popolari che le chitarre e chi suonava le chitarre un certo tipo di musica era talmente in minoranza, esatto, che alla fine si sono inevitabilmente, leggendosi, lui diceva addirittura, leggendo nelle riviste di altre band, diceva, ha citato ad Athens, leggeva di questi REM, che erano un gruppo che, insomma, fra i pochi si basava sulle chitarre, insomma, alla fine si sono conosciuti.
Feelies, Replacements, insomma, stavano citando tutte queste tribù, le ha definite come delle tribù,
sì,
come, insomma, leggere qualcosa di biblico quasi.
Certo.
Insomma,
e poi alla fine probabilmente hanno scoperto che in realtà erano una comunità forse molto più grande di quella che pensavano di essere.
Beh, particolare, no? Insomma, questa appunto comunità non virtuale, assolutamente reale. Steve, would you like to play something for us?
Yeah, sure. I've got Chris's guitar here. Chris's beautiful Guild guitar. And I'll play a song from the last Dream Syndicate record. It's called Filter Me Through You. If I can't have you, or anything that reminds me of you, I'll carry on. So you might miss me when I'm gone. I'm in the ether, it's now or neither. Filter me through. Filter me through you. Filter me through you. Filter me through you.
go away. Or anywhere that I can't stay. Slice myself thin so I can live beneath your skin. Lost in the zone, surrounded and alone. Filter me through you. Filter me through you. Filter me through you. Filter me through you. If I can't have you or anything that reminds me of you, I'll carry on, so you might miss me when I'm gone. I'm in the ether, it's now or neither. Filter me through you. Filter me through you. Filter me through you.
Siwin is playing for us on Controradio. Siwin è con noi a Controradio. Anche Chris Kakavas è con noi. Chris, do you still live in Germany?
I do, yeah.
You do. How is that? Do you have some kind of local scene there? Are you playing with people? What are you doing there?
I've been there for 18 years, and shortly after I got there, I started a trio. Mm-hmm. Which worked out really well until the drummer punched the bass player in the face.
Oh, no.
And then that band was over. So I've been working with some people here and there, not so much doing my own music. Mm. The thing I do the most is I play in an improv band, sort of a krautrock band.
Wow,
where
interesting.
I'm playing keyboards.
Is it still going, krautrock?
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, really?
I mean,
wow.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of making a comeback, believe it or not.
Okay, you have kind to like tell me some places where to go to find some krautrock
like
music.
Sock, yeah. Psych rock and that kind of thing. It kind of, you know, kind of deviates off like sort of the stoner psych rock
okay,
scene.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay, okay.
18 anni che vivo in Germania, avevo iniziato il mio trio lì, poi questa band è finita perché il bassista ha spaccato la faccia al batterista o forse viceversa, non ho capito.
Vabbè, queste
comunque,
sono le cose che ancora succedono, qualcuno
sì.
si è fatto male, vabbè.
E ha iniziato Chris questo progetto krautrock, molto impro, come ha detto, e
ci stupivamo del fatto che il krautrock sia ancora qualcosa di attuale in Germania. Lui diceva più un krautrock venato di stoner, mentre lo stoner è un sempre attuale. Beh, è bello insomma questo tuffo nel krautrock. Aveva detto qualcos'altro Massimiliano, scusami, ti ho interrotto. No, mi sembra che
tu
più
dicevi
o meno
di una scena locale che non esiste.
Sì,
di fatto,
vabbè.
Questo,
The local scene doesn't exist in a real sense.
Well, I mean, throughout Germany, there is definitely, there are some great bands. In each city, you have a scene going on. Berlin, of course, has a bigger scene.
Yeah.
Cologne, Hamburg, Munich. But I live in Karlsruhe, which is a bit smaller than these other cities. And there's not, unfortunately, it's a pity because I think it would have so much potential, but there just aren't people making music out there, you know, like they should be.
Yeah.
Lui vive a Karlsruhe, che è un piccolo paese rispetto appunto alle grandi città che ha citato, da Monaco a Berlino, ovviamente. Probabilmente, sai, in Germania è così tutto Berlino centrico.
Eh sì. è tutto lì. Tornando invece appunto a questo epicentro che poi ha dato come frutto anche il primo disco dei Dream Syndicate, mai dimenticato. Poi nel 1988 la storia dei Dream Syndicate è finita perché Steve Wynn ha sciolto la band, però nel 2017 diciamo che lui è tornato sui suoi passi, ha rimesso sulla band. I was saying that the Dream Syndicate released their first album in 1982, and then in 1988 the story was over because you broke up the band, and in 2017 you kind of reversed that step.
Yeah, we came back actually 2012. We came back around then and did some shows, some festival shows.
Yeah, you made some live
started
shows.
Started very slowly. Some shows in Spain, some shows in Italy. Just a few here and there, a few in America. Very, very. And after about 3 years of reunion shows, we started to realize that this is fun, and people were really excited. Like we were meeting young people who even weren't even born the first time we were around, who knew our music. So yeah, it's exciting. And so after a few years of this, we said, let's make a new record. So we did. And the funny thing is, we made our first new record in America, in Richmond, Virginia, and we had the idea to bring over our friend Chris Kakavas to co-produce it and guide us in the studio, because we trusted him and knew he'd be a good guidance for us. And next thing you know, he's playing keyboards on it and such a big part of the band, he became the fifth member of the band. So that was funny how they...
How was that working with the guys?
I'm loving it. I mean, I've known everybody for years, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
And they're like brothers. They're like family. Mm. And we get along pretty well.
we get along pretty well.
Yeah, it's great.
Green or Red, we're a little bit different as a psychedelic vision. You were described like a Ray Manzarek, a post-Ray Manzarek some way. Sometimes they describe it like that.
You've probably heard that before. But I think at that time what I was doing, there wasn't really anybody else to compare me to, you know, and he was kind of an easy guy to go to, you know. Nobody was going to say I sound Billy Preston, for example.
Billy Preston.
I mean, no, I mean, I wasn't playing that style. I guess I was playing more in the style of Ray Manzarek.
It was more Ray Manzarek than Billy Preston.
I mean, that was the thing with Chris for me, like back then, really none of the bands... The punk bands and the post-punk bands normally didn't have keyboard players. So to hear a band like that, it was really, I can't think of off the top of my head, any from that era that had that. So when you hear someone like Chris, like, what is this?
Yeah.
It made you kind of nostalgic because you think of the Doors or you think about records from the 70s, like the Stones records.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
But like it didn't fit, it almost in a way didn't fit with what you expected from punk rock and post-punk, so it made it very cool.
Tornata a quello che diceva Chris, la reunion poi è iniziata nel 2012 con dei concerti sporadici che poi hanno portato a questo disco nel 2017, e lì entra Chris perché appunto Steve raccontava che in fase di produzione a Richmond gli è venuto in mente appunto di chiamare Chris come aiuto sia in produzione che come musicista. Da lì è rimasto nella band perché di fatto appunto adesso Chris è il quinto membro dei nuovi Dream Syndicate.
È il quinto Dream Syndicate.
Esatto, portando quello di cui hai parlato tu, questo stile suo unico che risale ai tempi dei Green or Red, questo modo di suonare la tastiera.
Che veniva descritto ai suoi tempi, o forse è stato descritto successivamente, ma io l'ho visto molto spesso appunto questo richiamo a Ray Manzarek. Lui ha detto vabbè, forse era il primo che veniva in mente, no? Insomma, in qualche
e anche
maniera.
Perché era l'unico in quella scena di sintetizzatori, come dicevi te, che invece suonava con uno stile che invece richiamava, come dire, la golden age del
rock and roll. Esatto, e penso che fare una reunion, poi soprattutto dopo così tanti anni, sia qualcosa di veramente emozionante e che crei anche un sentimento in qualche maniera di sfida. I think a comeback after so many years must be something very emotional and maybe also challenging in some way. But I see that you didn't have a hard time doing it because it took just 5 days to record the last album, right?
It came together quickly.
Yeah.
It's just natural. We like to play together. We know how to play together. And we actually have a new record coming out next May. We made another new one. It's finished now. Yeah, so we're going to keep going.
Wow.
We'll come record out in May and more shows. So it's a full-time band now.
Wow, ok. Quindi,
beh, sì, c'è il nuovo disco dei Dream Syndicate in arrivo, in aggiunta a questo.
Non sapevo, è incredibile, insomma, per me è un'anteprima.
Beh, ma ne parlavamo, guarda, prima con Steve, in fondo, in questi tempi in cui lui ha detto una cosa un po' mi ha sorpreso, in questi, che è un po', come dire, controtendenza rispetto a quello che è di noi, diciamo, addetti ai lavori, possiamo dirlo, no? Di quello è un po' il nostro pensiero, o che spesso ci lamentiamo, no? Che la musica non viene più ascoltata, i dischi non si vendano, ai concerti non ci va più nessuno. Lui mi ha detto prima, parlando, l'esatto contrario di questo pensiero, perché lui ha detto che mai come adesso lui si sente un artista libero, può fare quanti album vuole all'anno, e in quegli anni che a noi sembrano tanto mitici del Paisley Underground, lui invece diceva che spesso loro dovevano aspettare la casa discografica li teneva fermi 2 anni prima di realizzare un altro disco, e quindi è stato molto strano
positivo,
sentire
strano,
questa riflessione che è in controtendenza
contro tutto.
I was saying about, you know, as we talked, you know, often about, you know, the crisis of music and records doesn't sell, etc.
Yeah.
And I was saying to Lucille that you told me that this moment is very good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can put out as many records as you feel and
yes.
Play as much as you.
Collaborations, yeah. Different people. Yeah, yeah. I have to say, you know, right, we talked about this earlier, Max and I, but we when we were young, you know, music in the 70s, people made 3 records a year and constantly made different kinds of music. If you think about Neil Young or David Bowie or Bob Dylan, you know, if you didn't like this record, you'll get one 6 months later. And this time they'll do a folk record, then a rock record. And it was exciting to see artists develop and change and take chances. In the 80s, when we started making music, it was, I think, maybe in some ways the worst decade ever for making music, because it was so much. We had fun, of course, and there were good records. But in the 80s, the rule was you make a record, then you wait 2 years before your next one, and no more new music. And you'd be writing songs. Do you want to do new music? But you typically then, you were only allowed to make a record every 2 years. So now we're back to the era where if you want to make music, I can make a record. I can take my phone, make a record in the corner, and put it online tonight if I want. It's fun.
Che bello, un'iniezione di
beh, vedi, alla fine la libertà la libertà può essere spaventosa o stimolante a seconda da come
è vero, forse siamo troppo liberi. Maybe we are too free now and people don't know how to use the freedom, just this.
You think so?
Sometimes, yes. And people just complain because they're too free, maybe. I don't know.
Well, yeah, with freedom brings choice.
freedom brings choice.
And there's a lot of music out there. I think the real rock stars now are the people who filter the music for you to hear, because there's so much music. It takes someone cool, maybe a record store, maybe a friend, maybe a DJ, who can say, check this out, check that out, and check that out. Thank you very much. So it's good.
See, would you play the last song for us? Because time is running out.
Oh,
would you like to play one more?
All right. Let's see. I'm going to play this because I saw when I walked in you had the poster on the wall for our record Out of the Gray. So I'll play that song, which I haven't played in probably 2 years. So see if you remember it. She wakes up all alone, remembers something about a fall from grace. Looks into the mirror, laughs and pulls a hair out of her face. The phone rings off the hook, the door pounds in 4/4 time. Carefully, she tries to go back to the scene of the crime. Down on her knees, she starts to pray. Give me the light of the day. Out of the gray. Had me a friend I remember from another place. He's always kind of loaded. always had this look on his face. One day he got confused, went out and pawned everything he owned. And to this very day, he still hasn't found a place he can call his home. He says, lay me down by the sand. Somebody take me by the hand. But the crowd empties out by the day. So he testifies to the fray, out of the gray. Me a friend I remember from another state. He holds onto a postcard dated March 4th, 1968. He says, Steve, I must have been so confused. Can you please tell me where I've been? I say, forget all that, brother. We can turn back the clock and we can start again. Because some where the best things are blessed. Back to the place of rest. Come, help me by the light of the day. You just take my poor and tired soul and lift it out of the gray, yeah, out of the gray. Oh.
Fantastico, Steve Wynn con noi Controradio qui a Rockville. Okay, it was just an anticipation, a small anticipation of what will happen tonight at Progresso, una piccola anticipazione di quello che succederà questa sera al Circolo Il Progresso. What will you play together, Chris, Steve? What will you play?
Well, we don't like to give away our secrets. and to be perfectly honest, Steve writes a set list every night, and sometimes we actually play what's on that list.
usually not.
No, it's fun. It's always a fun surprise, and every night Steve and I are really developing what we're doing. It's exciting for both of us.
Okay, so it says let's keep the secret. Just come and see. Venite
even from us.
I guarantee if you're a fan of his music or mine, you'll definitely hear something you'll like.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, before you, that's the greatest DJ in town.
I heard about that. I heard we're very lucky.
No, ragazzi, mi fate rossi.
I hope to get her autograph.
Yeah, I can.
Steve or Chris, you will come with me and play. We will not have records, real records, but we can play something with your collection, digital collection, maybe.
We have things with us. Let me put it this way. The three songs you played before the interview, Captain Beefheart, Spirit, and XTC, I think we're in good hands.
Definitely.
Fine. I know you kind of you weren't I think an actual DJ, but you used to DJ when you were younger.
I wasn't.
Maybe before.
Actually,
before.
I wasn't even actual, before. Just like you, I was an actual DJ. I spent 5 years on the radio.
On the radio.
Yeah, on the radio. Okay. In Northern California, being a DJ. And after that, in the years following, I was a club DJ, much like Chris is now sometimes as well. So I have radio experience. We both still DJ in the clubs. We're actually, not that this helps your listeners, although if you have listeners on the internet, we're going to be DJing at a club in Athens, Greece next week. So that's
wow.
We're very excited about it.
Wow.
Beh, hai capito.
Abbiamo un DJ.
Sono ex DJ, ma che ancora si dilettano tanto che il prossimo mese, next month,
you will be
in Athens.
Let me think. A week from Monday and a week from Tuesday, two nights.
Okay, faranno insomma queste due serate DJ ad Athens. possiamo sentirlo anche da qui in tutto il mondo.
E può darsi, appunto, gli stavo chiedendo se avevano voglia di unirsi a me, magari può darsi che ci scappino due o tre canzoni.
Beh, hanno detto sono in buone mani.
Sono in buone mani, quindi, perché hanno sentito prima Captain Beefheart e Spirit X. Sì, vabbè, insomma, sapevo di avere il pubblico giusto. Ok, allora, a questo punto io direi che ci vediamo tutti quanti questa sera. Thank you Steve, thank you Chris, we will see you tonight, anche Massimiliano, insomma sarai lì a fare tutto, a fare anche i cocktail.
No,
quindi.
No, li bevo.
Sì,
sì. See you tonight.
Grazie.
Yeah. See you tonight. Grazie. Bye. Bye.
Contro Radio 93.6, 98.9.